Well, the Prime Minister has pledged to crack down on what he calls a new breed of radical activism, which he claims is threatening Australia's economy and way of life. Scott Morrison is also promising to ban businesses from refusing to deal with mining companies. Specifically, he's calling out the banking, insurance and consulting sector. He says it's indulgent and selfish and that companies should listen to their investors, not activists. Julia Holman reports.
How good is mining for Australia?
So began the Prime Minister's speech in front of a friendly crowd at an event hosted by the Queensland Resources Council in Brisbane.
The backbone of so many communities in regional Australia is the source of jobs, economic livelihoods and dignity for thousands of hard-working Queenslanders. The sources of taxes, royalties so vital to the government services that we all rely on.
But the Prime Minister said that this economic backbone is under threat from so-called progressives.
A new breed of radical activism is on the march. Apocalyptic in tone, brooks no compromise, all or nothing, alternative views not permitted, a dogma that pits cities against regional Australia.
Scott Morrison says he's not attacking people's right to protest.
This isn't about democracy. People have the right to protest. But Australia is a country where we respect each other and we seek to do no harm to others in our community.
And then the PM turned his attention to businesses that he says are refusing to provide services for mining companies.
Environmental groups are targeting businesses and firms who provide goods or services to firms they don't like. Some of Australia's largest businesses are now refusing to provide banking, insurance and consulting services to an increasing number of firms who just support through contracted services to the mining sector.
He says he's worried about where this will lead.
I think some of our largest corporations should listen and engage to their quiet shareholders, not just the noisy ones. Let me assure you, this is not something my government intends to allow to go unchecked. We are working to identify serious mechanisms that can successfully outlaw these indulgent and selfish practices that threaten the livelihoods of fellow Australians.
Blair Palazzi is the founder and board member of 350.org in Australia. The activist group looks to end the use of fossil fuels globally.
I don't think the government can do anything to stop businesses from doing what they do, which is trying to look for what are the trends, where do I need to be, and more importantly, what are my governance responsibilities to my board to assess climate risk and really understand what I need to be doing in a climate-changed world.
Simon Shake is the founder of Future Super, a so-called ethical super fund that doesn't invest in mining companies.
Well, as an investor, I'm quite concerned by Scott Morrison's reactionary comments today. The reality is it may be the voices of everyday Australians that have gotten the big super funds and the big banks to take a look at their fossil fuel investments, but it's been the reality of the economics and the risk that has gotten banks and super funds to start to walk away from the industry.
So are you saying that for businesses it makes business sense not to invest in these kinds of corporations, the mining sector?
There's a lot of risk associated with Australia's mining sector at the moment, and that's because there's a transition going on. And what we need from Scott Morrison is not tokenism and reactionary commentary, but a plan for Australia's economy, a plan for how we're going to continue to have jobs in the transition to being 100% clean energy powered.
Do you have any sense of what could be done to actually crack down on businesses that refuse to deal with the mining sector?
Secondary boycotts in Australia are illegal except for environmental activism. And the reality is that that is an important provision. It's led to the protection of Australia's native forests. It's led to big banks and super funds walking away from coal. Very important things have come from the secondary boycott provisions.
The Prime Minister says there's no timeline for the implementation of new laws on protesters or businesses.
Julia Holman with that report.